Hallelujah. Amen. Well, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Just appreciate all of you that are here and all of you that are watching online. Thank you for being here. We believe in God, kingdom of God come, will of God be done, fullness of his glory. We thank you for it, Jesus. Amen. Well, Father, we just thank you. You and you alone are worthy of all praise. We put ourselves in, Lord, to speak those things that you would give us, and to be guided by your Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost, we love you, sir. We love you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. We put ourselves in your care and, Lord, your continual direction, your tutoring, your mentoring. Bring us into the fullness of Jesus. Bring us into the fullness of Jesus, that we love him more than we love our lives. We lay down our lives. We commit ourselves to you, Father. We thank you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Well, we're just continuing to minister some scriptures and things on hope, and hope that is not deferred, and hope that we can continue in while going, living in a place called done. While we're living in a place that the natural has not availed itself and manifested what we're believing God for, but we're believing that there is a place of hope, a visual place where we can see the stars. As Abraham was told by God to look up, before he was ever Abraham, when he was Abram, the Lord took him out and showed him the stars and began to say, look at this. This is the picture of the thing that I want you to see, that I am going to multiply your seed like the stars, innumerable. And of course, he was talking about Christ. He was talking about the heir, that Christ would eventually become, that was made to the seeds, not seeds. And we see that over in Galatians and in the book of Hebrews and different places. We could pick that up. But anyway, that's another topic, another subject. But nevertheless, we've been talking about hope, and hope that is not deferred, hope that we can live in while we're going towards the miracle. Let me just go over a little bit of that with you tonight once again, and then we'll get into some new scripture. And I want to read just one paragraph of the prophecy that we read last week. Pastor Dave would describe a place called Dunn, that you could actually live in a place in the spirit that would bring the present facts into the truth of what God's word said about your life. So that's where we want to live. We want to live in the place where this word, and I'm holding up the word of God for those of you that are just listening and can't see, this is the truth. And everything has to become subject to it. All facts, all things that have been given to us in this life, whether to enjoy or all things that become a challenge to us. The bottom line is this: if we stay in the Word, and if we stay in a place that the Word describes, that all things will become subject to that, subject to the truth of God's Word. Dwelling in a place in the Spirit can produce, or could produce, a living reality. So we talked about that for the last few weeks, how that even before you got to the place, we're on this escalator, this moving sidewalk, and it's got four pillars on it. And that fasting, worship, word, and what else? Praying in tongues. Well, prayer. Prayer. All you have to do, when you say all you have to do, But what you have to do is, if you get on it, and it'll take you to the other side. The process, Pastor Dave used to say, the process into the miracle is just as absolute as the miracle itself. And so what we're teaching the kingdom of God coming in what we call a revival. The fullness of it is the kingdom of God. But before we get there, we're living in an absolute in every one of these pillars, especially the Word of God. As we get into that Word and look into that Word and see what He is saying about our lives, it begins to give us a living hope, so that all realities, whatever they are, whatever the facts is, I should say, comes into a living, a truth-filled reality. And that's based on the Word of God. Well, we said, how do we do this? How do we come to that place? You know, when I talked about last week, and I'll just briefly mention it again, how that something happened in my life that taught me something years ago, that just through sheer willpower, it seemed like multiple confessions over and over and over, I saw my faith go from one place of believing concerning my daughter to a place where something dropped in my spirit and it became an absolute. And it happened prior to the miracle, but I know the manifestation of the miracle, but I know it had everything to do with the manifestation. And so it was through sheer repetition, but I later began to understand, and as we're teaching this message, this is what I want to get across, that hope, which we've termed as something very visual, something that you can, it's more than a concept, it's something that you begin to see through the reality of the Word, that if, and I think even back then I was visualizing it, but the more that you're able to dwell in a place where you're speaking God's Word and you're seeing it inside of yourself, it does something to your faith. It absolutely does something to your faith. Seeing something, you know, I'll lay in bed at night and before I go to sleep, and I'm worshiping the Lord. And not out loud, but inside. And I'm just, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. But I'm seeing Him. I'm seeing Him oftentimes as He's there or sitting on His throne. And He's receiving my worship and I'm giving it to Him. But in the dialogue, there's a visualization. And so I think that in this short teaching that we've done over these last few weeks is that if there's anything that the Holy Spirit can get across to you is that as you're speaking, that He also wants to take your imagery and take it to a place where you can not only see it, not only speak it, but you can see it at the same time. Colossians 3:1-3 says this, if you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affections. This is very deliberate. Set your affections on things above and not on things of the earth. Because the Word says in verse 3, for you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. And that is born again. You're in Christ. You're born into Him. But for the sake of this teaching and what we've been presenting over the last few weeks, we've been talking about that there is a place where even before the manifestation, we're not seeing the fullness of revival yet, but we're seeing it inside of ourselves. You may not be seeing the fullness of everything that you're believing God for personally yourself, but you can go to that place where that place is already being manifest before it's manifest in the natural. And that's the place called done. That's the place where, hallelujah, Shiny, how you doing? How's your mom doing?
She's good.
Good, hallelujah. We're glad you're here. Praise God. We've been praying for her this afternoon. So we hide ourselves in a place called done. We hide ourselves in a place where, Lord, I can see this. And how do I see it? I see it because I'm setting my affections on you. And the word dwelling in the word brings forth that absolute. It brings forth the picture of that. Romans 4, 17 and 18 says this, and we're just touching some of the verses that we've touched over the last few weeks. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him who he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. So again, our message is this, is that there is a godly hope that supersedes a natural hope. And hope is not a weak thing. Hope is not a wish. I wish this takes place. No, it's an expectation. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. How can you have an evidence of something not seen unless you're already seeing it in another place? If it's not seen, but yet it's evidence, you've got to be seeing it someplace. And that's in the realm of the Spirit. That's in the realm of the place where you allow the Holy Spirit to paint those continual pictures of the evidence. This is mine. I have it. And that comes about by the Word of God. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Thank you, Jesus. We're getting closer to the outpouring all the time. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we went into talking about Abraham and Sarah and how that they laughed when God told them that they were going to have a son. And God changed their names in the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis. Way back in the 15th, I think, chapter, he had Abraham look at the stars. He had a visualization. But then many years later, 15 years or so later, he changed their names. And when the visual and the spoken word began to come together, it was only 3 months, we figured that out, before Sarah got pregnant. So it takes place real fast. When we begin to speak what God's word says and we begin to see the visualization of those things, then things can escalate at a real rapid pace. This particular paragraph stood out to me again today as I was meditating these. The Lord said in a prophecy that he spoke to us back in 2022, intimacy and promises before the promises. He says, I'll come and I'll supply even before the manifestation of the healing or deliverance. I will place you within a promise, a vision of seeing the thing come to pass, that you'll live off the meat of the vision. You'll live off the inheritance of that which is to come in your life that you're believing me for. For first comes the fellowship, and then comes, before the manifestation, living inside the promise. And that all goes back to the Word of God, Word of God, Word of God. And I'll fellowship with you to the point that before the manifestation, whether physical healing, financial, emotional, the list would go on and on, but you'll rejoice with the same joy inside of you as if the manifestation had taken place. Hallelujah. Praise God. So how many are healed tonight? All of us. How many are blessed? Hallelujah. How many are living in the place of revival already? Hallelujah. So hope deferred, that was the scripture we started out with. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. You could say it this way, when the desire seems to be delayed, when it seems to be delayed, it can discourage. It can discourage the heart, but when the answer comes, it's a tree of life. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. The first thing in receiving, when there seems to be a delay is to understand that all delays are never on God's part. It's never God saying no to anything that is a scriptural prayer or a scriptural confession. Well, how do we know this? Because we have the Word of God. We understand that Jesus healed everyone that ever came before him. Seven places, seven different miracle-working services, and in the book of Matthew, you can trace them that all that ever came before him, or all that was brought before him, he healed them all. Hallelujah. It's always his will for healing. It's always his will to answer every prayer that's a scriptural-based prayer. Romans 8, 31 and 32, you can listen to these scriptures or you can turn to them. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He who spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not question? How shall he not, if he spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, God, Father, you took the precious gem of heaven and somehow in the Godhead consultation, he agreed to come. The Word. He changed his form, whatever his form looked like. He changed his form and allowed the Holy Spirit to put him in the womb of Mary, and God, the Word says, you prepared a body for me. God prepared a physical, somehow the Holy Spirit took DNA from Mary and produced a body for Christ to come to heaven. And he lived as a human, God in the flesh. And it's hard for us sometimes to get all that, but we know that by the Word of God, God's in the flesh. He becomes a human being. He lives a sinless life, dies, goes into hell for us, suffers for us, and is resurrected. If he did all that for us, then is he going to turn around and say, no, you know what? Let's just wait a little bit on your healing. Let's just wait a little bit. You know what? He wants revival tomorrow. He wanted revival today. He wants the fullness of the kingdom of God to come. The delay is never on his part. And we know it's on ours, but how do we get to where the delay becomes no more a delay? We have to stay in his word. We have to see it from the perspective of how the word teaches us. Because how many of you in here tonight have ever been in a major outpouring of God's word, of God's revival? I don't think any of us have. That's a redundant question. But we know it's there because we see it in the Word of God. And that's where we live. For the promises of 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, for all the promises of God in him are yea and in amen. In him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Hallelujah. He answers every request with a yes. He answers every request with a yes. I will. This is my will. If God spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Hallelujah. This is ours to have. Intimacy is ours to have. Presence. We're believing for the presence of God to saturate like we've never seen before. And we cultivate this, and this is where I say to myself and to all of us, this is cultivated at home. This is cultivated in your private places. You're the couriers. You're the carriers. I don't care what you're going through. I do care for what you're going through, but I can tell you this, nothing that you're facing, there's nothing that you're facing that God doesn't have an answer for. And whatever it seems to be blocking that place of presence. You say, well, I hear this one talk about that one. I'm feeling his presence, his glory. It's always dry for me. Maybe that's how you feel. I can tell you, if he spared not his own son, how shall he not with him freely give you all things? He's leaning over. He's waiting for the moment to give you a kiss from heaven and let you know that this is the fellowship that he wants to have with you every day for the rest of your life. When the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. When the answered prayer comes, it's a tree of life. Why does it say a tree of life? It's one of the things that you have to, multiple fruit, it becomes a tree of life. What can we see here is that when one desire, one answered prayer takes place, you're believing God. If it's delayed and you keep your eyes on the delay, and if you think that's God, then that's going to delay it all the more. But if you say, wait a minute, he's ordered a path for me to go into him. There's a place called done. I can get in his word. I can stay in his presence. And this is going to happen. This is absolutely going to happen. And when answered prayer does take place, although it was never on his part that the delay took place, the Bible says that it becomes a tree of life for us. It becomes something that when you see a tree of life, when you think about it, a tree of life has to have fruit on it that we can eat off continually. It's not that just one prayer answered. I want to try to get this across. I don't know if I can. Holy Spirit, help me. One prayer answered will perpetuate other prayers answered. Because once you begin to eat off of the certainty of prayers answered, it becomes a tree of life that perpetuates the next and the next and the next and the next. Hallelujah. This is why the enemy's fighting so hard breakthroughs in so many of your lives. It's because once the dominoes begin to fall, you're going to see so many different things take place that you've been believing God for years and years. The psalmist said this in Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, but his sinners, but his nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Hallelujah. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And what'll happen? What'll happen? He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Hallelujah. There's a place called done. How so? Dwelling in the scriptures, meditation. Pastor Dave used to teach us on day and night meditation. How that even though you may not be reading the word, it's still going at, present tense. It's still, once you feed your spirit and you begin to feed your mind over and over scripture, that it is in a place where the Holy Spirit can continue to just cause you to meditate day and night. Even in your dreams, even in your sleep. And in this place, the word says, he shall be like a tree, that man, that woman, that's planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The word season there, if you look it up in the Hebrew, it can mean a particular time, particular time, like in season, as we know in season. But the root of that word actually means perpetual. It means a perpetual place. It is a season. Certain things happen in seasons, but it also carries with it a strong connotation that that man that stays in that place becomes a tree in which there's a perpetual fruit. There's a perpetual life that's taking place by dwelling in the Word of God. Hallelujah. The psalmist telling us that those who stay in the Word of God are in a place of perpetually receiving fruit from the tree of life. That they themselves, they actually become, it's not like they're picking fruit. They actually, the Word says they become a tree. They become the tree. Hallelujah. That's even better. When the desire cometh, that's answered prayer, it's a tree of life. Answer prayer begins to build a program of belief in us. Today's answered prayer, which is the manifestation, you've been believing, you've been standing in a place called done, but then it manifests. Today's answered prayer begins to, as I was saying a little bit ago, it begins to build a program inside of us. Hallelujah. Now, this is a good program. It's a program that says, okay, this prayer was answered. The next one's going to be answered as well. Right now, the basis of all belief for us before this great outpouring and of the kingdom of God is staying in the Word of God and us seeing that perpetual place. But I'm telling you, there is a, Gary's been talking about it, there's a recoding of the brain. There's a recoding of the natural gray matter brain that's going to, can I say it this way? Breakthrough is going to give way to breakthrough. Miracle will give way to miracle. What we saw in last service is only going to infuse our faith to say, I believe the next service is going to be even greater. Hallelujah. It's going to continue to paint inside of us a picture that we eat off on a continual basis to say that, Lord, I thank you that I saw, I've been believing for this, I've been believing for it, but before I saw it, but seeing it now is painting something inside, it's putting something in my gray matter brain that I can see it and I can possess it on a continual basis. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The apostles, they followed the answered prayer. The answered prayer life of Christ. And they followed it, the life of Christ, and they programmed the church. Now, they weren't born again, we know that. And they were yet to be born again for 3.5 years, and he put, you can say it this, his mantle on them. They were sinners as far as, you know, they were yielded to Christ. They followed him. But they had no born-again nature, but he placed on them an anointing that followed them and would do the works when they did the work, when they spoke the name of Jesus, the miracles would take place. But they got an opportunity, and I'm not saying we're at a disadvantage. We're not at a disadvantage. The Word is taking us to the place called done. But for 3.5 years, they got to watch with their minds and their eyes that everything that this man spoke and everything that this man prayed happened instantaneously. Hallelujah. And it programmed them, it programmed them, it programmed them so that when their spirits were born again, their minds were already in a place, had been programmed. And they realized that what he gave us through the power of the new nature now and the baptism of the Holy Spirit is ours from within. And we've seen this, we know it. And they began to immediately walk in, and the church began to walk in the fullness of it. I'm excited because I can tell you this. I know this, that once this starts, it's perpetual. Hallelujah. The breakthrough to get it going is the hardest part. He's individualizing us, telling us stay in the Word, stay in a place of believing and receiving, because where we're going as a church is going to be, it's going to be incredible. We have to take into account that there is also a spiritual warfare. It's not just the changing of our flesh. It's not just the reprogramming of our brains. But there is a spiritual warfare taking place, and the Holy Spirit gives us more than enough ammunition on that. Now, Peter says this, and I'm going to tell you in context, really this is talking about more of a persecution when he was writing these things. But it, nevertheless, it's applicable for us to understand and concerning the warfare that it takes place and standing for the miracles that we're believing God for. He says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6, and this is the first place that we humble ourselves. And when you're going to get through something and you're going to possess something, the first place that we need to always remember is, Lord, I need to humble myself before you. Lord, show me how to get there. Lord, is there anything in my life that needs to be forgiven? Is there any unforgiveness? Is there anything that I'm harboring? Lord, I humble myself before you because, Lord, I want a straight path to the place called done. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Now he's encouraging the first church because they're going through a whole lot. But it doesn't matter if it's a physical persecution like they were going through or something that we're standing and believing God for. We're encouraged here by the grace of God to humble ourselves and cast all our care upon him. But the part that I really wanted to look at was, it says, the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that we have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. It sounds like that God just kind of wants you to suffer for a little bit, and then after, you know, a set amount of time, he says, you've suffered long enough. I mean, you could, if you're not reading this in the spirit, you could get that. You can't get that if you're reading it in context. But it's not that God has anything to do with the delay. A delay is not a denial, because the problem's not with God. And eventually the problem's not going to be with us. After that you've suffered a while, the sandwich, the in-between part of the suffering, the part that is not yet, he brings us to establish, strengthened, settled, and made perfect. That's the fullness of the answer. The answer's come, physically, emotionally, whatever it is, spiritually. The suffering is not any, has nothing to do with him, that there's a predetermined, like, I need you to, you know, really go through this to harden up or find a place where, you know, you come to desperation. God, I can't take anymore. No, he wants it done now. He wants it done before it ever started. But the sandwich part of a while, the a while part is, has everything to do with us. It's the change taking place in us. And we're saying, Lord, rapidly speed up that change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I know how to do that. There's a place called prayer. Hallelujah. That starts early in the morning. The Amplified says, after that you've suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who imparts all blessing and favor, who has called you to his own eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself complete and make you what you ought to be, ground you securely and strengthen and settle you. The suffering part can be the time, as I said, that takes for change. Delays are not meant to be a change. Delays are not meant to be the delay, as I said, is not on God's part. It's on our part. It's a change that takes place in us. And it's to be changed by a living hope. The delay can be changed by a living hope. I'm saying, again, the redundance of the beginning, is that as we stay in that place of seeing it and believing it before it ever takes place, it's not a falsified joy. It's a true joy, but it's like, I get it. This is going to happen. It cannot stay the way it is. I visualize it. Revival's here. My change is here. All that we need. And the delay is changed by a living hope, a place called Dunn. When Zechariah, and this is just an Old Testament example, when Zerubbabel had gone back, this is after the Jews went back from Babylon and they were sent back by the Persians. The kingdom went from Babylonians and the Persians took over, the Medes and Persians. And eventually they sent back, different envoys or envoys of different people that would go back and begin starting with the walls and then later with the building of the temple. But Zerubbabel was sent back to begin to rebuild the temple. And he had a prophet that was with him, that went back to the Holy Land with him, and that was Zechariah. And Zechariah had at one point had to prophesy. An angel came to him and said, say this to Zerubbabel, because he's in the work of the Lord and he's trying to get something accomplished, but he's in a place of, must have been, discouragement. Zechariah 4:6 says this, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might. This is a very familiar portion of scripture. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shouting, crying, grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. Why was he saying, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit? Because then he goes on to say, tell Zerubbabel that the hands that laid the foundation of the temple is also going to watch it totally complete. Because he started out, he was blessed, it looked like things were going to really take off, and then there was almost 16 years, that the work stopped. They went under persecution, it looked like nothing was happening, and evidently Zerubbabel was like, I heard God. He said, do this. I know I heard from the Lord, and yet it stopped. It got cut off. God didn't cut it off. Persecution cut it off. And he had to be in a place wondering, is this ever going to take place? And God comes to him and says this, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit. It looks like it's not going to happen, but Zerubbabel, know this, your hands that have started this building, you're going to finish it. And he did finish it. And I can tell us all that are watching and here tonight, that the promises that you have inside of you as seeing a place completed in your life or seeing this revival, the hands that have laid the foundation are going to be around to say, Lord, we receive with gladness the manifestation of it. Hallelujah. These things are taking place. Hallelujah. We've not fought so long that God has went off and said, it's not going to take, you know, I got another generation, another group of people that I'll do this with. No, it's not by might. It's not by power. But Lord, we continue to look back and say, Lord, it's by your Spirit. Hallelujah. We can't make this happen, but we can dwell in a place called done until it happens. Hallelujah. God is saying to us, don't give a hope or don't give up on hope or on revival or your personal breakthroughs. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by my Spirit. Just some scriptures of hope. These are just scriptures of that I can just add to what the Lord's saying here tonight. And you know these scriptures, but it's good to continually meditate them. Isaiah 55:8 says this, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not hither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it to bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Hallelujah. Let's keep continually speaking God's word. I don't care what it looks like in your life. I don't care what you see, what you feel. I do care, but I'm saying if you continue to speak his word, and then again, it's important. How do you speak his word unless you're in his word? And this is why we have to remind ourselves on a continual basis, Lord, take me in today. Put your word in my heart that it comes out of my mouth, because that's my place of, it's my place of intimacy, is dwelling in your word, in your presence. And if I continue to speak this word, it's not going to return unto me void. Lord, it goes out. You attend unto your word. You hearken to the angels hearken to the voice of your word. Things are happening even when I don't see them in the natural. The place called done is at work. Habakkuk 2:2-3 says this, just more. Now, these are prophecies for their day, and they had a connotation for their hour, but I believe that they're prophetic prophecies for us today. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, though it seems like it's in a delay, wait for it, because it surely come, it will not tarry. Hallelujah. What we're believing for is, it's not, he's not got it in a holding pattern. He's like, I'm going to get it to you just as soon as I can, because it's in my word. Stay in a place of confidence, seeing it take place before it ever takes place. Hallelujah. Simple, real simple tonight, but yet very profound. Hallelujah. Let's just stand and raise our hands and just worship the Lord just a little bit. We glorify you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You've provided a place for us, Lord. Even before we get there, we don't give up hope. Hallelujah. Lord, our hope is not deferred, but we're living in a tree of life. We're eating fruit off that tree of life, and we become that tree of life through your word and through your word spoken. We love you, Daddy. We love you, Jesus. We love you with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds, and with all our strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Just continue to remember to speak the end result. see the end result. Thank you, Jesus. Speak healing, your deliverance. Lord, that the homes are filled with life. The bodies are filled with strength. That you raise us up every day in your presence. The Holy Ghost, wake us up physically, spiritually. Set our feet on a rock, which is Christ and his sayings. We love you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Worthy. Worthy, worthy. Harry, just a little bit more. Let's just worship the Lord. Just got a few more minutes. See what he says. I exalt you, Jesus. I exalt you, Jesus. Worthy, Jesus. Kingdom of God. Say, though it looks like it's tarrying, though it looks like it's in a waiting, know this, that my promises are yea and amen to those that believe. I'm not holding anything from you. I've provided all these things from the very beginning, says the Spirit of grace. Dwell in hope. Dwell in peace. For the pathway to peace will take you to your miracle, says the Lord. I don't dispute my word. For my peace will guide you. It'll cause you to know that my word is at work in you, says the Spirit of grace. Take hope. Take hope, even to what seems as if it is exaggerated. There is no exaggeration in the fullness of all that I am, because you can never exhaust what I am, says the Spirit of grace. Mahatye, oh, nendikidiske. Beno osati. All this has been provided. It's now. It's now, says the Spirit of grace. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We receive it, Lord. We receive it, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That the infusion of your grace, strength to those that are watching, those that are here, and those that, Lord God, will hear this in days ahead. We thank you, Lord. We can't exaggerate it. It's not anything. We can't go outside of the boundlessness of how willing you are to touch us and strengthen us. And the endless hope of that you provide through your grace. Nothing is impossible to you. Nothing, Lord. We give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you edified?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. We love you so much. And we will see you very soon, unless he comes. And then we'll all have a good time there. Hallelujah. Amen. We love you all very much. Amen.